From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Invitations to the latest Syrian peace talks have been sent. The UN Tuesday sent out invitations for the latest international diplomatic effort to end nearly 5 years of conflict in Syria. The talks are to open Friday in Geneva. Regional analyst Nabil Khoury of both the Atlantic Council and Northwestern University says he remains doubtful whether the process will get off the ground on time.
It is not certain at this point that the meeting will go ahead as scheduled for Friday, partly because of the argument over who represents the opposition. The opposition groups themselves are in disagreement to some extent. And then there is always the Assad regime and Russia, who may refuse depending on what names are finally announced as being on the list.
The High Negotiations Committee, representing key opposition groups and factions, contends it should be the sole opposition delegation. It's to make its decision Wednesday whether to attend. It's demanded an end to government and Russian airstrikes and the lifting of blockades of rebel-held territory. Syria's most powerful Kurdish party, the Democratic Union Party, says it's not been invited. Former Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo Thursday becomes the first former head of state to stand trial at the International Criminal Court. The trial comes 5 years after post-election violence that left some 3,000 dead. Gbagbo, who clung to power after losing that 2010 contest to incumbent Alassane Ouattara, faces 4 counts of crimes against humanity. And Senegalese police Tuesday said they interrogated hundreds of people over a 3-day period to prevent Islamist attacks in the wake of attacks in Mali and Burkina Faso. This is VOA News. Denmark's parliament passed a controversial new law aimed at deterring people from seeking asylum there. Danish lawmakers Tuesday overwhelmingly approved the measure that allows authorities to seize some assets to help pay for their stay and add delay time for family reunification. Marcus Knuth is a government spokesman.
As we expected, this legislation has support from more than 3/4 of parliament, because it is an absolutely, unfortunately, necessary measure to try to put Denmark slightly more at par with the other European countries, so that we are not one of the countries that continues to receive by far, compared to our size, the most asylum seekers.
The Scandinavian country took in a record 20,000 asylum seekers last year. Officials in Afghanistan say a policeman with alleged ties to the Taliban murdered 10 fellow officers Tuesday in the central province of Uruzgan. The Taliban has expanded its insurgent activities across the country over the past year. Here in Washington Tuesday, the head of the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee, Republican John McCain, told VOA that President Obama's plan for a U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2017 is making the Taliban act more boldly.
The situation in Afghanistan is deteriorating, especially in places like Kandahar. And it's obvious that the Taliban believe that we are leaving or reducing our force so much that it has encouraged them, placing a very, very heavy burden on the Afghan military.
Mr. McCain said the next president will have to maintain a much larger and perhaps permanent force in Afghanistan. Vietnam's Communist Party reelected Nguyen Phu Chom to a second 5-year term as General Secretary Wednesday. The 72-year-old Trong pushed back a challenge to the seat on the 19-member ruling Politburo from Prime Minister Nguyen Tan Dung, who enacted a set of economic reforms during the decade-long tenure of his that helped Vietnam attract new foreign investment. Kenyan forces Tuesday pulled out of 2 towns in southern Somalia following a January 15th attack by al-Shabaab fighters that the jihadist group claimed killed 100 soldiers. There's been no official casualty figure released by Nairobi. Japanese-based Toyota Motor Corporation said it sold more than 10 million vehicles worldwide last year, making it the world's top-selling automaker for a 4th consecutive year. Toyota, the maker of such popular models as the Prius Hybrid, well outpaced Germany's Volkswagen, which finished with less than 10 million units. A Washington-based rights group says increasing authoritarianism, an upsurge in terror attacks, and a global economic downturn contributed to a decline of global freedom in 2015. It's the 10th straight year, according to the annual report issued by Freedom House. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.